Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? This is the Unexpected After Show. We have a really exciting episode planned for you guys. We are talking Sisters Face Off and Parents Prom Night. Like the title says, there is some sister drama going on, some sister celebration. And most importantly, we have a very, very special guest calling in, so you guys won't want to miss it. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, sister! 90s fans!
Two-way twister.
We had to hit it with the sister-sister tune song.
Miss the tea. Sister, hey!
You guys are such a good duo right now.
We're sister-sisters right now.
Yes! You guys, welcome to the After Show. We are talking a very, very fun episode. Pretty heated episode, but fun, to say the least. A lot going on between Emily and Diego and Emily's mom. Birth control is in the topic of discussion, mm-hmm. which I really like that we touched on that. Laura and Tyler, but Tyler was kind of the back burner to Laura and her sister, Brooke. There's a lot. Yeah, Anna, Brooke is the Chloe's sister.
Yes.
With Anna, there's a lot of drama between them that we're going to break down. Michaela and Caitlin are planning to move out, and there's some tensions between the sweetest grandpa in the world.
Yeah.
And then Chloe is having some pregnancy issues, which is really scary, but she's also trying to celebrate Brooklyn's birthday, which was a really sweet celebration. And then Lexis and Shaden will hit the prom have our very special segment before, where we will have Ashley. Do you want to introduce it? Who we're having?
Oh, yes. We have a very special guest tonight. We have Emily.
Yay! Yes!
One of our very favorite unexpected cast members. So we're excited to chat it up with Miss Emily.
Okay.
Hey, Emily.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hey, girl.
Oh, yes. We didn't know you. We're excited to have you.
Yes.
There she is. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, y'all. I can, like, barely hear y'all.
Oh, okay. We'll fix that.
Okay.
We will fix that.
I love how she said y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all.
You are definitely a fan favorite, Emily.
Is Aria up? Uh-huh.
She's
asleep
right
she's
now.
She's sleeping. Okay.
Aww. Well, this was a really...
Can you hear us okay now, Emily?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Okay. Perfect. All right, so Emily, so how is baby Aria?
She is great. She is learning new things every day. Like today, she just started walking with her walker. She's advancing really quickly for her age.
Wow. How many months is she now?
She is almost 8 months.
Wow.
Yes.
She's adorable in the photo that we have up.
Thank you.
A beautiful baby.
Did that time fly by, Emily, or do you feel like it's taking its time?
No, it has flown by. Like, watching the episodes and seeing her as a newborn, it's just crazy because, like, I didn't realize how little she was.
Yes. Yeah. Like, she's tiny.
And she's grown so much. I get to look at her as my baby.
Aww.
Well, she is.
She is
yes.
still your baby.
She's always your baby.
Yes.
In this episode, we had Aria on the changing table, and I was like, oh my God, she is so small.
She's so tiny.
So tiny and gorgeous.
And gorgeous, yes.
Yes.
She's a beautiful
Thank
baby.
You. She was so little.
Yeah. So how are things with Diego? We all have to know. Spill the tea.
I can't answer.
Can you answer? In this episode, we had your mom and obviously Diego yes. have kind of an estranged relationship from this season we see. Mm-hmm. How has that been progressing moving forward?
I can definitely tell to watch Unexpected because there's a lot more coming between my mom and Diego. But as of right now, they're kind of at a standstill.
Okay. So, yeah. Emily, I want to ask you what it's like. You were becoming a mom, and then they have these cameras following you around. What's that like? What's it like having your life filmed for everybody to see?
Yeah, like, when they first started following us around, I was really nervous. Like, I watched what I said, you know, because I don't want people bashing me. But now, like, it's to the point where you don't even realize that they're there when you're filming, because it's like, the film crew becomes your family, and then you just, like, open your whole life up to them, and you don't even realize they're there, honestly, when filming. I don't.
So how much of it is real? Is it all of it? Or do they set up scenarios for you guys?
From my story, I don't know about the other girls, but everything from my story is exactly what happened. Like, none of it's scripted. I mean, yeah, there's pieces, like, where they had to cut out pieces because it, you know, was boring, but, like, all of it is real.
Okay.
That's good.
So I want to know if something else is real. Is Diego really as mean as he comes off on the show?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Shame
this
on
episode
you, Diego.
Kind of showed it in a different level when he was talking about how cutthroat he was. And I was like, dang, he might actually be not that very nice.
Yeah, that's the real Diego for you.
That's how wow. He is. Oh, wow.
Are you still pretty close to his parents?
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. And what about the other
There's
girls?
Kind of an argument. I can tell y'all that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about the other girls from the show? Do you guys have a relationship at all?
Yeah, we actually have like a group message, and we constantly are talking to each other.
That's nice.
And I want to know, because you have such an impressive high school, and we kind of have a similar high school where we had multiple sports and, like, friends, and you were really excited about that. And I know how you wanted to get back into training and fitness. Mm-hmm. How's that been going with your body? Is it taking well to it?
Yeah, I actually kind of, like, snapped right back.
Ooh,
like, in the episode. Okay, honestly, in the episode, that was, like, horrible. They showed the bad parts. I was like, really, guys?
No.
But, it actually, like, it came back naturally to me, honestly.
So you didn't have to do a lot of
really,
work.
Like, skip the beat.
Good.
Are you still cheering?
Yeah. You have to watch Unexpected.
She's like, I can't spill all
the beans.
I know.
We want to know all the beans.
So are you and your mom in a better place at this point?
Yes, completely.
Oh, That's awesome. Do you feel like she's kind of let you take the reins and parent Aria and kind of backed off a little bit?
Yes, my mom and I have actually grown closer since that episode that y'all filmed. So definitely.
That's awesome.
Why were you drawn to hanging out with Diego's family more so than with your mom? Was it just some tension between you guys?
Basically, what the cameras didn't show, because they weren't filming like every single day, is my mom works a lot. And, you know, like his dad especially didn't work during that summer. So I was hanging out with them constantly, and they would always come over to my house. And it wasn't that I was pushing my mom away in any shape or form, but she just felt like that.
Yeah. Okay. And that's kind of how I felt when I was watching it. I was kind of really feeling for your mom, in a sense that I was like, that's your daughter. Like your pride and joy. Like, of course you're going to get a little defensive.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Let's talk about the birth control. Cause I had a similar experience with my mom, where she was like, I want you to do this, and I wanted to do something else. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. Well, I actually wanted to take the pill, but my mom was like, no, she'll forget to take it. So
Not a bad point. It's easy to forget.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm not sexually active, so I mean, it would have been okay in the long run. But
good for you.
Yes. So, like, I have this one on my arm, but I don't recommend it, guys. I went for my 6-month checkup, found out I'm completely fertile, so it's not working.
Oh wow. I've heard that before.
So it's not working.
Really interesting. Mm-mm. I actually wanted to talk about birth control later in this episode, because it is such, there's so many choices and every woman's different, but I'm really glad you shared that.
So did you switch to something else?
So they can't take it out immediately because there's a little TMI, but you know, I'm still bleeding down there.
Right.
So they can't take them out immediately because it'd be like too much blood that I'd be losing. So I'm taking a pill, and then eventually we're going to take it out.
Okay, so weaning you off of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a process.
Seriously.
I had no idea. Oh.
Well, new birth control was so hard.
So what's been your favorite part about being on the show?
Okay, honestly, it doesn't sound cliche, but like I have became best friends with some of the film crew people.
Aww.
Like I love them so much, and I've got to meet so many amazing people, so that's been my favorite part.
That's awesome.
I love that.
Emily, do you still have friendships with like your friends from school, or have those friendships kind of grown apart? Have you grown apart from the people that you were friends with initially before you were pregnant and gave birth?
I am still friends with most of the people that I was friends with in high school. I mean, there's been a couple of them that drifted away, but it's because we're not interested in the same stuff anymore.
Right. Sure. Naturally.
That's totally natural.
Yeah.
And you're 18. So did you already graduate from high school this summer?
I'm actually 19. It's my birthday. I just turned 19.
But, oh, 19. Happy birthday. Happy belated birthday. When was your birthday?
It was September 8th. It was like a month ago. But
cool.
She's like, I'm still celebrating.
She's like, I'm still celebrating.
Yes, still celebrating.
What'd you do for your birthday?
Yes, I did graduate high school. I did two semesters in one.
Oh, hustling.
Oh, wow.
You were hustling, huh?
Huh?
I said you were hustling, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Before that baby came out.
That's one thing that I know, me personally, I admired about you. You stayed focused on, and I could just tell just from your conversations that you were still staying focused on your goals and what you wanted to mm-hmm. achieve. You seem to be very career-minded, and I definitely admire that about you.
Oh, thank you.
Regardless of what's going on, you've been staying focused. So what are your plans now?
I'm in college right now, and so I'm getting my liberal arts degree because I'm going to a community college here in town, and then I'm taking phlebotomist classes at night to become an LPN.
Oh, wow.
Oh, awesome.
Yes, Emily. Yeah. I love that. Educated woman on our hands.
Yes.
Well, we do know that you have to go, that it's late there.
Yes.
Yes, it is midnight here.
Oh, wow. It's bedtime, but we appreciate you joining us for sure.
Oh, thank y'all for having me.
Of course.
Thanks, Emily. I'm like a big fan of y'all. Tune in.
Yeah, and we love you too.
Yeah, we're a big fan of you as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, we really wish you the best, and I hope that you take no crap from anyone because you are a queen and you deserve the very best.
Yes.
Well, thank y'all.
Thanks, Emily, so much.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. She's so sweet.
She is so sweet.
I love her. So kind. You can just hear it in her voice, too. Mm-hmm. Like, she's so soft-spoken. Mm-hmm. So sweet.
Thank you for setting that up, Ashley.
Yes.
Super enjoyable. Well, on that note, let's talk about Emily and Diego, because there was a lot to unpack, and she touched on it a little bit. Diego, like I said, he really did show a kind of a deeper dimension of his cutthroatness and his... I don't know, like, if I was in Emily's position, I would have cut ties and just, like, put dirt over it. Like, very harsh. And then they won't, but I understood the whole doctor thing. So what was going on is that they had she wasn't even a pediatrician, but it was Emily's mom's friend who looked like a nurse practitioner, like someone who probably definitely knows her stuff, but wasn't a pediatrician, and it was 40 minutes away as opposed to down the street.
Right.
What was your guys' opinions on that and how they were handling it?
I think Emily was definitely trying to do the right thing by running it past her mom just to be respectful. Like, hey, I do want to switch Aria's care physician to, you know, the pediatrician that's close by. And I feel like that was a respectful thing for her mom, for her to let her mom know. I was a little disappointed with her mom's response when she called her and she's like, hey, Diego and I want to have a conversation with you. We want to let you know what's going on. And her mom wasn't as open to that. And that was a little disappointing because then you can kind of see Emily's disappointment. She's trying to push the envelope a little bit like, mom, this is why I'm doing this. But she wasn't feeling it. So I think Emily did exactly what she was supposed to do. I couldn't think of a better way to handle that?
I think it's important for new parents to set the standard. So I think in picking the doctor and picking just anything that's for their child, it's important because they need to learn and grow as the circumstance goes. Mm-hmm. So I think it's great that Emily at her 18 or 17 years old was able to stand up to her mom and say, look, this is what I want. And still respecting her mom's opinion because she is in the medical professional field. But I just think it's important that they do their own thing. And the lady's not a pediatrician. So yeah. It's a fair argument. 100%. Yeah. I was a little disappointed in Bridget as well as far as just how she felt and was upset and kind of going at Emily, but it sounds like they're in a better space now. Yeah. And I think that too, there's going to be some sensitivity there with Diego's family. It's going to feel like that automatically. So in Bridget's defense, I could see why she felt the way she felt as well.
Right.
Maybe just it was the way she went about it, the approach. But when your emotions are involved, it's like, that's bound to happen. What do you think, Steph?
I was feeling for Bridget a lot this episode because I don't think she necessarily handled every situation the best. And when your daughter's trying to reach out to you, you should always take the call and or understand and deal with it. But I do get that kind of picked on mentality where it's like, I wouldn't want to be in a room with Emily and Diego because Emily, obviously, we all do it no matter who we're with. Like, you're like when you're with your man and especially your baby daddy, like you are gonna like lean more to his side and act a little different than you normally would. And that would be uncomfortable for me. I would say the same thing. Like, why does he have to be there? And I get that he is the father, but I think since tensions were so high, he didn't necessarily need to be there for that specific conversation. But I could be definitely wrong.
I mean, I think Bridget, like she said, they needed to have a conversation before there was going to be a conversation with Diego and Emily.
Yes.
Just to get their mother-daughter thing squared away, and then they could focus on the thing with Diego. But I think it was just hard for all parties involved. And I feel bad because Emily was in the middle and she's so sweet. It's like both people that she loves, it's pulling her both directions.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I would do in that situation.
Yeah. I was going to ask you guys, what do you think Emily and her mom should do to move forward?
I think that I really think Emily's being the adult in the situation, even though maybe they had some mother-daughter issues to sort out. Emily's like, listen, I'm coming to you about the health of Aria. We'll deal with our situation later, but let's focus on the health of Aria. That's priority number one. So I think that Emily handled it correctly. But to move forward, I would say maybe her mom not be as stubborn and just be a little bit more open to what her daughter is saying. And just go with the flow. Like, everything doesn't have to go on your terms.
So. Yeah.
I think it's hard because Emily was a teen mom, too. So, like, that's her daughter, you know? So she's been making these choices for her whole life. I think to move forward, she has to let her be an adult and make her own decisions and do what Emily needs to do and what's best for her child. Because now she has a life to look after. And I think, too, with time, this is a new circumstance. So as they all adjust, things will definitely get better. As Aria gets older, I think the relationship will just strengthen. Like we just heard Emily say, they're getting closer. They're bonding. So it looks like they're on the up and up, and I'm excited for that.
Yeah. On the other side of Emily's kind of plot this episode, she goes to get birth control. And like she said, her mom said that she would forget, which is plausible. All my friends on birth control forget. Or they didn't like birth control because it messed with their emotions, which can happen. You have to test a lot, which is all medications are like that, where you just have to deal with it a little bit and see what's your best mix. But I'm glad that they had this in the episode. I think it's a really important conversation that there are so many different kinds of birth control for women to explore. Like, I have an IUD. That works perfectly for me. I know a lot of women will not get something inserted inside of them. So, but it's kind of like upsetting to hear that the shot, which I was thinking about for next time, wasn't working for her.
Yeah, that was shocking. I'm glad she brought it up, though, and educated everybody. Like, hey, just be mindful that this might not work for you because it didn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. So good. Kudos to the show for putting that into the episode because it might not seem like the best viewpoints, but it's important to show that she's doing that after she got pregnant.
Yes.
Agreed.
Before we move on to Laura and Tyler, Ashley, you did have an important announcement.
Yes. So, hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes.
Thank you. Love that.
Thanks, guys.
So, thanks for being in the chat, Chelsea M90.
Hey, Chelsea. What's up, girl?
Let us know what you think about what we're talking about, girl. Yeah.
What kind of birth control are you on?
Right.
How is it working right for you?
Okay, so Laura. Laura and her sister have been fighting this entire season. This episode got even more emotional between mm-hmm. the two of them, and it was really interesting because I feel for both sides, but in this particular episode, and I'm curious to hear your guys' position, Anna really kind of bothered me because what she was complaining about, I feel like she was complaining about the noise, but that necessarily wasn't it. I think it was more the whole thing, which I was glad that they had the sit down, and it was kind of Laura just being absent. What did you think about both of their positions?
I think there's layers to it. Like you said, no, she's not really complaining about the baby crying. She misses her sister, and I understand that. However, calling your nephew a mistake is not cool mm-hmm. in any way, shape, or form. I don't care if you're 9, 15, 28. It doesn't matter. That's not cool to say to your sister, especially because she's dealing with all of these new emotions, and she loves her sister. She doesn't need somebody that she was really close with calling her child a mistake. Mm-hmm. And I think that the parents, Laura and Anna's parents, are great because they take into account both of their feelings and they don't try to pick sides. But I think it's important for Anna to realize this is the situation that Laura and Tyler are in, and there's nothing they can do about it. They're doing their best as parents. I mean, her parents even said they're great parents. So they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, and Anna just needs to get over it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Agreed. I told you guys before about Anna. I said Laura needs to replay. Can we get a replay?
She did.
I said you need to watch your sister because she is very negative. And I said sometimes it's your own family that's jealous. And I think there's a jealousy issue because she's used to getting all the attention from Laura and she's not getting that anymore. Anna's not getting that anymore. But the thing is, with any younger sister, older sister dynamic, there is that point in time where there's that separation where you guys have grown apart. I remember growing up, me being the younger sister, I remember this like it was yesterday. My sister and I would always play like a certain game together. And she said, Ashley, I'm getting too old to play this game. This is the last time I'm playing this game. And I said, okay. Yeah. So everybody goes through it, Anna. Let your sister grow up and be an adult. If you want to still have a close relationship with her, be accepting of your nephew. Get involved in the process. Help her if she needs help. Or just go about your own business. Do what you need to do. Hang out with your friends and let it be that. But criticizing your sister, saying that she should have never made that mistake and should have never had a baby at 17, it sounds like you're doing some wild things at 15 or 14, however
old you are.
We heard about the sweatshirt, honey.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm not shaming you, but...
And to say...
but, you know...
To say that Laura is trying to act all grown... She needs to be acting grown. She can't be childish like she keeps telling you. She's not 15. She has a child to take care of. Mm-hmm. She has to be an adult. And the sooner you understand that, Anna, I think the better your relationship will be. You know, I think that both parties need to be on the same page for your relationship to heal.
Right. At any point, your relationship was going to have a shift in the dynamic, whether it be a baby causing it or just Laura not being interested in doing childish things with you anymore.
Or Laura going off to college. Yeah. Like, it happened.
It happens.
There was
life.
Going to be a time where that separation was going to happen. And mm-hmm. I think it's important to, like, transform with it and, like, go with it mm-hmm. and let your relationship flourish versus die.
Okay. And one thing that is truly, truly inevitable, you will have at least one person that your sibling is dating that you will absolutely abhor. And that is just life.
It's
true. Or that will annoy you where your skin crawls. And that's just life. Like, I had to learn that. I'm sure, like, you guys have had similar experiences, even with your friends. Like, someone is going to date someone that you don't like, and you just have to deal with it, especially if there's a baby involved. Mm-hmm. So I agree that comment was unacceptable, but I think that this was a good turnaround episode for them.
I don't know. I'm on the fence.
I don't think Anna got the point.
Yeah, there was no resolution. Mm-mm. It was just like, well, you do this, and that's why I call you this.
Right.
It's just deflecting. Take responsibility. She's still young, though, so she doesn't know what that feels like to do
and
that.
And I feel like she's old enough to know better, too.
Right. At 15, you have a good handle on life, mm-hmm. and you know what you should and should not say, I think, in regards to a baby.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough. Anything else on those two? I'm just hoping Tyler is staying faithful. We didn't really see him that much.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. This whole stripper thing, I don't know.
Tyler is wild.
Yeah, honey. He's got a wild streak.
So we'll have to see him.
Tyler, what's up with you? Let us know.
Quickly, before we get to Michaela and Kaylin, if you guys are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that like button and leave us a comment after this after we're done streaming, because we want to keep the conversation going. And if you're on iTunes, make sure to rate us 5 stars and also leave us a comment so we can talk to you.
Yes.
Okay, Michaela and Kaylin. My first comment was, Michaela is annoying me. Because I could see that she was more stubborn and kind of was a woman who knew what she wants, and I did respect that about her, but I think in this episode we saw a little bit more into just a different side of her, where she was very stubborn and not nice to her grandpa, who we know I have a very soft spot for.
Yes.
And that fried chicken looked bomb.
Girl, who made that chicken?
We both said, who's the cook?
Who is the cook?
We want that top piece right there.
She brought out the plate. I was like, okay, I need the recipe. I need it.
That's why the baby was turning up in that scene. The baby was like, I'm just trying to get to that leg right there.
Oh, I'm so glad you guys noticed. I was like, dang.
Yes.
It was fried to perfection.
Crispy,
the crispy, golden. We could smell it.
Right. Like, how are you going to fight when that's on the table?
How?
There's no
and
fight.
Be silent.
Just quiet. Nobody needs to talk.
So basically the situation is Michaela and Kaylin are trying to move out, and gain some independence for themselves. Kaylin has never felt like fully comfortable in the house, which is understandable. And they're kind of butting heads about the move out date time and if they're going to get it all done in time. And I actually really liked Kaylin's position this episode. I thought that he was really fair to the grandparents and fair to that her attitude was like not good this episode. What did you guys think about Michaela's attitude, her character arc?
Yeah, she was being very disrespectful to her grandparents. It's just, I mean, regardless if her point was right or not, there's a way to deliver it. And I feel like she was very disrespectful to her grandpa. I was glad to see that they did, you know, resolve everything, and the grandpa went up to her and, you know, smoothed it out, apologized for hurting her feelings. Because I do know, being young like that and your parents are trying to guide you in the right direction, you can be a little sensitive, or you feel like they're being a little hard on you. So I thought that was big of her grandpa to apologize and let her know, like, hey, I'm just trying to explain something to you. I'm not trying to yell at you or scold you. I just want you to go in the right direction. So kudos to the grandpa, as per usual. He's always coming through doing the right thing. So I love them. And her grandpa, and bottom line, I think Michaela, and this is not necessarily a bad thing, but I think she's spoiled. They spoil her and they adore her. And that's not a bad thing. And at heart, I don't think she's a bad girl. I don't think she means to be disrespectful. I just think she was in a tight spot and that's how she reacted.
So. Yeah, and I think with Timmy, older Timmy and the grandma, I think that they have spoiled her and that Michaela is used to getting her way. And when she doesn't get her way, then it feels like everybody's attacking her, but people mm-hmm. are just trying to explain to her, this is what's going on, this is what needs to happen. Little Timmy was having a fit. There's no way they needed to go to the apartment that late at night to move in. They weren't going to get that much done anyways. Right. So I think, you know, Michaela does know that her grandparents are on her side. She knows they're her biggest fans. I just think she's young. She's a teenager. She's hormonal. Yeah. And she don't want to listen. Because I didn't want to listen to my mom when she told me, like you said, when they're trying to guide you, you don't want to listen.
Yeah.
You just don't. It's just natural. It's human nature. But I'm really excited for Kaylin and Michaela for moving out on their own and taking their own steps to do what they wanted to do. Poor Kaylin, though. He has to work like 15 hours a day.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And he's 18 years old. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, yes. Yeah. It was definitely interesting. And I'm curious now moving forward because we do know that she is pregnant
again.
Again. So that's tough. It's really tough. And it brings me back to Emily's birth control scene where what happened?
I would love to see her move back in with her grandparents and have some help there. If Kaylin's going to be gone for that long, she is going to need more help with two babies. It's just Timmy is going to be running around pretty soon, so she's going to need help on both ends.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
And I just love her grandparents, so I just want them around all the time.
Yeah, that moment you mentioned was really special to me. That was actually the most sincere moment, I think, of the season for me, when the grandpa was just holding her and saying, I'll never let go.
Aww.
So cute. He's so cute. I loved it.
He's the best.
He is the best.
Anything else on Michaela and Kaylin?
I was just a little concerned for Michaela that she didn't know how to open up the toilet bowl cleaner. But I know I'm sure by this time she got it together.
Yes.
Very important point. I completely agree. So we didn't get too much of Chloe, but we did get a lot in an important piece. I thought it was really cute that they took Brooklyn to swim with the dolphins on her birthday because she has, I mean, it is harder. She's more understandable than Anna.
That was my point.
Yes. At 9 years old.
And still supportive.
Yes. She's so cute.
Her EQ, her emotional intelligence is sky high, especially in comparison to Anna. Brooklyn has it together.
She does. Yes.
At 9.
She is cute.
Yeah, she's so cute.
And sweet.
Very yes. So sweet. She was so excited about the dolphins. And it was interesting because I guess dolphins can tell when someone's pregnant. They are one of the four most intelligent animals, though, on the planet. They're very, very cool. And that they could tell if someone was pregnant. And that's all they would focus on. So sad for Chloe, but cool to know that about the dolphins. But then we see that Chloe's not feeling really well. What do you guys think is happening? I know we're not doctors, but do you think it was the heat? Do you think there's some complications that we should be worried about?
I think it's time for her to have
a baby. Yeah, I think it's time for her to give birth. I hope there wasn't any complications, but that spotting and her just probably feeling tired comes from.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And it's like, this is the thing about pregnancy. There's so many different moving parts and every woman experiences it different.
Yes.
And there's also a ton of stigma around pregnancy. So a lot of information doesn't even get relayed properly.
Right.
That you don't know exists.
Right.
So I really hope that she's okay. And I really hope that the baby is born healthy because we do see some next week flashes where she looks very gaunt. So I got very worried. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And she's still a kid after all, too. So having all that stress on her body, her little body frame, has got to be a lot and taxing on her health, you know? So, yeah, I hope she's okay and healthy and the baby's good to go.
Yeah, totally agree.
I wish Virginia was here so I could ask her, like, spotting with pregnancy, like, what does that mean? Because for me, that would mean, like, red flag.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. So I think early on it's more of a red flag. I don't Well, I guess it's probably a red flag at any point.
We'll have to ask her when she's back. I do have to say I really liked Chloe knowing that she has been taking all the attention and acknowledging that, and also acknowledging that it's fair to give Brooke a day.
Mm-hmm. Chloe's a very sweet girl.
She's nice.
Very sweet. Mm-hmm. Her mom was very emotional to give Brooklyn that day. She just cracks me up, the mom.
Yes. Anything else on Chloe? Oh! The good point. I do want to bring up Jessica. Kudos. I really enjoyed you this episode. I feel like she was such a great mom, which I'm sure she is a wonderful, wonderful mom. But the way she was catering to Brooklyn and planning this day and like very genuinely, like, we want you to feel special. And then also, as soon as Chloe said there was something wrong, she instantly was like, you tell me if it's anything else and we'll get it figured out.
It's nice to see a softer side of her for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, Lexis and Shaden is the last couple we have. They cut into, this is a 2-hour episode. And it was kind of mixed up with the planning. So we're kind of confused on the episode planning. Right. We think that we're going to be covering 2 episodes for you guys to know, the viewers, you guys, that we'll be covering 2 episodes next week.
Yes.
We do see that they are going to, prom together. Coming off from last week's episode where Lexis is coming to terms with that she identifies as bisexual, what do you guys think about the future for Lexis and Shaden?
Well, she didn't seem very excited to be going to prom. Like, her disposition was a little negative, for one. I think that I'd like to see them, you know, stick it out together and continue to move forward. But we shall see what direction she decides to go in. But I did think it was so funny how her mom was like, I don't want you to get kicked out of prom for grinding.
Yes, I wrote that down.
And then Lexis's response was, last prom, there was like 3 grind circles. And I was like, oh, shoot, I didn't even know what a grind circle
was.
What
are those?
I've never heard the term grind circle until that episode.
Right. The grind circle thing is the thing.
Grind I don't circle. Even want to see.
Well, I want a description of what a grind circle entails. Like, what does that mean? Are you all in a circle grinding?
Well, my thought staring is it's probably. I think it's a 2-layer circle. So I think the first layer is like the guys, and then the girls are in front of the guys, and the girls
and they're
are
all just
grinding.
Like dancing.
They're out. It's an outward circle because I would think the girl. You know when girls want to still look at each other while they have a guy.
Yeah, totally.
Like, yes, pull me away if I squeeze too hard.
Right? If this is weird, if the guy I don't know is behind me, like
we
don't.
Need to Google what exactly.
Yeah, we need to know what a grind circle is. I think Shaden and Lexis. I do think they love each other, but I do think that Lexis still has a lot of growing up to do, and I think she's one of those girls that just wants to find herself. Mm-hmm. She lives. Fast. She tries a lot of things. She's got this great personality. I think that being with Shaden might be restricting her a little bit, and she might be feeling that way because she didn't want to go to the prom with him. Maybe if it was that girl, she would have been more excited.
Oh,
you know, and that because every time she talks about the girl, she like lights up, you know, and she's like, oh, but like this happened and I really loved her. And she used to be like that in last season with Shaden, and I just don't see it as much this season.
Good point. She's just over Shaden. Maybe if a new guy came in
or a new girl,
yeah,
maybe it's that,
yeah.
I'm curious
Lexis,
to see what goes on.
What do you want?
Yes.
What do you want?
Tell us, girl.
We need to know. Yes. But hopefully we find out before the season ends.
Yes.
Let's wrap this episode up with some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
Ashley?
I'm going to go with Emily and Diego. I think Emily gave Diego the boot, you guys.
Whoa.
Just from the conversation that we had with her, I think she may have booted Diego. Because she kind of alluded to that there was, you know, some issues there. So I think she got rid of him. That's what I think. And it sounds like she's very focused on her, as she's always been, but extremely focused on her focus and doing what she needs to do as a woman and as a mother. And where does Diego fit in the picture other than being a father, hopefully? But I think that Emily's focused on Emily and Aria and not Diego. So I think she may have given him the boot. I think she might have gotten tired with his nonsense and got rid of him.
I would have to, you know, yes.
Clap it up!
Let's give a round of applause for that. I think that Laura, Anna, and Tyler are going to come to blows. I don't think it's done yet. I think there's going to be a big blowout. I think the parents are going to have to get involved. I don't think it's going to be good. I hope that eventually, after that blow up, they can get some resolution. I think Chloe's going to go into labor, so we're going to get to see her be a new mom, which is going to be really cool. I'm excited to see Max as a dad, too. Like, I'm just interested to see how that's going to play out. You know?
Totally.
I don't know.
I don't know why. I just saw his smile in my mind.
I mean, because it's there. And then I think, too, we'll see Chloe and her mom get closer because of the bonding over the baby and all of that. I think that Michaela and Kaylin are definitely going to be arguing up in that apartment for sure.
It's going to be a lot of smoke in that place.
Yes.
I agree. I'm excited about Chloe's birth and Chloe giving birth, and I hope that it's soon and I hope that it's healthy. And I'm excited to see Max's, like, first reactions in that, like, in the room with Jessica and his dad and everything going on. And I think that Michaela and Kaylin really need to figure out how they're going to do things because, like they said, they fight a lot. And you guys need to figure that out. Like, right. You have Timmy and now what we think is another child on the way, and that's just not healthy. Like, kids pick up on negative energy and communication so much, and that breeds an unhealthy future.
Yes. 100%.
So until next time, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will see you next Sunday at the same time. Ashley, where can we find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram at Ms. Ashley Marie. That's M-I-Z-Z Ashley Marie.
Thank you so much for tuning in, Unexpected fans. You can find me on Instagram at Lauren Ashley Beck.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Sabra. We will see you next week. Thank you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
Yeah, I just realized I didn't even get...